my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow.
September 2nd. It's Bob.
It's Max.
We're off to F&M. Holy shit, spoilers coming out of PAX. Holy moly.
I should actually probably bring up the spoilers so then we have something, a little bit something to look at.
Well, we can easily talk about them.
Okay.
So far, Sahali Rai, I think her name is.
Is that the Planeswalker you're talking about?
Yes, the blue-red Planeswalker.
I didn't really catch her name. So, it's the blue-red three-mana Planeswalker.
She's actually kind of nice. Here. Let me just unlock my phone.
Oh, and I'll bring it up on there.
Well, just look at that.
Everyone, this is why we do not text and drive.
I'm not texting, you jackass.
It's still a device in hand.
There we go.
Where?
It should be...
Richmond, Shahila Ray.
Yeah, Shahila Ray.
Amager.
And then, I forgot what were her abilities.
I'm bringing it up right now. Her plus one is scry one, deal one damage to each opponent. Her minus two is create a token that's copy of an artifact that gets sacked at the end of the turn.
You mean copy of an artifact or a creature? Let's read it right.
It is. It
Let's
is
read
creature.
It right.
Speaking of which, we were the only ones that read Kaya, right? For all the people I listened to. So yeah, copy, target, artifact, or creature. And except for it's an artifact, and then your gains haste, exile at the beginning of next end step.
Okay, so Worm Coil or anything with an ETB or leaves the battlefield.
Yeah. Well, you exile it, so Worm Coil doesn't actually trigger.
No, it doesn't.
It's when Worm Coil dies.
Oh, it's when it dies? I thought it was when it leaves.
Yeah. I mean, there's a... No, it's Scarling Doomage is another one that I thought of. I'm like, oh, that's right. Never mind, not that one. I think the main thing to look at is the fact that you make a copy of... what's the name of the guy? Never the 11 mana...
Blightsteel?
Blightsteel, yeah. Make a copy of Blightsteel, beats in.
Possible.
That's one thing way to do it. And then our alt, which for minus seven, it's going to take you at least minimum five turns before you can activate this. Search your library for up to three artifact cards with different names, put them onto the battlefield, and then shuffle your library.
How many artifacts?
Three.
Oh, okay.
They all must be different, though.
Okay. I mean, that seems pretty good in like a Ruhan EDH running the five swords.
That would be really good.
I'll ult it, put three of the good swords onto the battlefield, or Jet and Fire and Ice and Feast and Famine.
Or you can copy, or I mean, if you're in there, isn't there like an artifact that makes artifacts cost less?
Probably.
Probably is.
I mean, there's Herald of Kozilek in Standard right now, which reduces all colorless spells.
So.
Which leads us into the new mechanic.
Yeah, the vehicle mechanic, which Bob just kind of...
The crew mechanic.
The crew mechanic, sorry. I was just kind of threw it at me, and I read it for a second. I'm like, "Are you on the podcast?"
Well, read it aloud so the
Which
listeners can
it?
Hear.
Which one is it under? Planeswalker, Aetherworks Marvel.
No, that's the energy. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them.
Can I just go on MGG spoilers? Is it over there?
I don't know. They just came out like an hour ago.
Let me see. I'll see if there's on MGG spoilers.
Mythic spoiler.
Yeah. Kala, is it K? Kaladesh?
Yeah, it's K. I think it's K A L.
Kill just spoilers.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. Here we got a couple. All right, we're looking for one of the crew mechanic cards.
Yeah, the crew mechanic.
All right. Well, first one I can see right now is the mythic rare legendary ones. Sky Sovereign, comma console flagship, costs 5 mana. All right, so flying whenever. This card enters the battlefield or attacks, it deals 3 damage to target opponent or planeswalker and opponent controls. And you have the crew 3 guys. So you need, apparently, this new crew mechanic is you need to tap any number of creatures you control with total power equal to whatever the number is. Like crew 1 is you have to tap power 1 or more. Or crew 3, you have to tap power 3 or more. And then the vehicle, and then it actually becomes a creature. Or else, without those creatures, it's nothing. It just becomes a 6-5 return on the turn. But, of course, when it enters, it deals 3 damage, and when it attacks, it deals 3 damage. I think it's really weird.
Seems like eggs in a basket.
Well, like, The one you showed me, what was it, like the 6/1 for 4 mana? Oh, here it is. Oval Chase Dragster?
Yeah.
Trample Haste 6/1. Well, that sounds like Ball Lightning, but it really isn't, because you have to crew 1 and it costs 4 mana.
Well, yeah, it's a throwback to Ball Lightning, but they're never going to print good cards, or even moderate good cards like that anymore.
Well, again, like I was telling someone today, like, they need to break the game to make new cards, really.
They can't. They've already broken the game for the most part.
Yeah. Well, isn't, like, make broken cards that just don't fit in with the old cards. Another thing for another mechanic that was spoiled was the energy mechanic. So now, apparently, a new source would be energy and cards just produce it. We're just going to go with Aetherworks Marvel. It's costs 4 mana. It's a legendary artifact. Whenever a permanent controller is put into the graveyard, you get an energy. You then may use energy on different cards. This one allows you to pay 6 of it to look at your top 6 of your cards and cast them. Cast one for free.
Mm-hmm. As I say, it definitely appears to be like Clue Tokens 2.0. They're adding a 6th color that'll rotate with each set.
Mm-hmm. Here's the art for Chandra. That looks amazing.
Yeah, the art looks amazing for Chandra. I just hope she's playable.
Well, it looks even more amazing.
Wait a minute. A 6-drop Planeswalker is standard playable.
Yeah, standard playable. So I work more legacy players, so standard cards don't really amaze us. But no, it also looks really cool because you have an LED screen and I got sunglasses on, so it makes it like a foil effect.
Yep.
So it's kind of cool.
Did you see announcements on Wednesday?
No. I heard there's a big one.
There was a lot of them. Big old kick in the balls to people.
What?
Google MTG Announcement Day.
MTG Announcement.
There's a complete list on Wizards' website of everything.
Alright. So, what do you want to bring up?
We'll go right down the list for the...
Invent your tomorrow. No.
Damn phone.
Alright, I'll give you the phone.
Announcement day. Alright, they announced the next blocks.
Okay.
They're going back to... there it is. Oh, yeah, the Dual Decks Anthologies, Planes Chase Anthologies, and now they're doing Commander Anthologies.
That's going to cost at least $400, isn't it?
Nope, because it's only 4 Commander decks.
Oh, okay.
One from each of the previous years.
Okay. So the old one.
Well, one from 2011, one from 2012, one from 2013, and one from 2014.
Okay.
Or 2015, sorry.
It's only 4 of the decks?
Yep, there's only 4. One of each year. It's Kalia, Heavenly Inferno.
In the color of your choice.
Yeah. No, it's 4 decks at $165.
Oh.
It's an anthology.
I'm going to let you explain it, because apparently I'm not grasping this.
No, it's Dual Decks Commander Anthology. It's going to be 4 decks. It's like $170. You're getting Kalia, Derevi, Frailis, and Marin.
Okay.
Frailis and Marin you can still find on Walmart store shelves.
Yeah.
Derevi, if you find a Walmart that hasn't been plundered, you can still find it.
Well, also, or someplace that hasn't destocked.
Yeah, I mean...
That's the only reason why I see that thing.
3 out of these 4 you can still find on store shelves if you look hard enough.
Yeah.
The only one that is actually worth any value is the Kalia, simply because 2011 Commander did not have a large print run. What they needed to do was just reprint the 4 from 2011 instead of saying, well, screw this.
No, I mean...
Then they're also doing the next block. I forgot how to say it. Amatan or something like that.
I don't want time.
I have no idea.
Let me see the word.
It's not a... This is the point.
Oh, I didn't find the right page.
You didn't find the right page.
This is what it was. It was what day.
What was the date?
I have another one 2 days ago from...
Yeah, 2 days ago is what you're looking for. Because they're doing an Egyptian theme block and Bolas. Apparently is one of the gods.
Oh, so that'd be kind of cool.
Apparently, I think they're going to bring back the devotion mechanic.
Alright. Yep. Nicomolas is back. I think we got the right one. Yep. Oh, Modern Masters 2017.
Yeah. Modern Masters 2017. Look at its release date, though.
March 17th, 2017. So 17-17-17.
No, it's 3-17-17.
Oh, either way.
Yeah, and that's 6 months away?
Really?
It's September 2016.
Let's see.
March. Oh, sorry. Yeah, March. Because September, October, November, December, January, February, March.
It's 6 months away. Okay.
I have theories with the Modern Masters 2017. I don't think we're going to get any of the Mythic Rares that have been printed in the previous sets, like Tarmogoyf, Vidalion Click,
Well, this one's looking like RTR and Innistrad.
Well, no. They're going from 8th edition to RTR and Innistrad. Okay.
Well, I think they're probably going to reprint Lily that time now.
I think it's either going to be Lily or Damnation.
Yeah.
As the Mythic Rare. Probably Lily.
It will probably be Lily, because I think they print... Didn't they just print Damnation in the vault?
Nope. Damnation has only had one official printing of in Planar Shift or something like that, and then it had a Judge printing a couple years ago.
Oh, it's Amunkat.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it.
Anmunket. Right? Anyone?
And
does that sound right?
Okay. The next block is Day of Destruction after that? Or something like that?
I'm not seeing the next one.
Okay, because they did announce that block.
Oh, yeah. Hour of Devastation.
Hour of Devastation, yeah. So, I have a feel... My guess is we're going to go through Aether Revolt, and at the end, we're going to get through Aether Revolt, the second set of the Kaladesh block.
Mm-hmm.
And something's going to lead them to Bolas. So they will go to that plane and fight Bolas there.
Yeah, which is, like, something we don't usually pay attention to as the story.
The Vorthos.
Yeah. So, no, that's...
A lot of announcements.
Yeah, I mean, they switch up their way they're doing their announcements.
Mm-hmm. But the whole Commander anthology? Oh, yeah, my God, it's such a joke.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're just trying to get those, trying to say, hey, here's the better one.
Well, the only thing from Kalia that needed a reprint was Stranglehold, because its only printing was in the Kalia deck.
Which one was Kalia again?
Heavenly Inferno. It's the one where you get to cheat in dragons, demons, or angels.
Oh, that's Kalia.
Yes, that's Kalia. I mean, it's a really good deck in the right pilot's hands, but... Nothing in there is of value other than Stranglehold and Kalia.
I don't know. No, I finally made up a list for that I want to probably put Gaia in. It's my black-white deck. Finally did that.
Dead Gaia Ale?
No, actually, no.
What?
It's a full 100% brew.
Oh, my God.
It's got about the same mana base as Tez and probably acts the same as Tez.
Ugh.
See, what
oh, we got dwarves. Dwarves are back.
Yeah, dwarves are back, too, in Kaladesh.
Hey, everyone, we need a new Tiny Leader. We got a red-white Tiny Leader coming in. Dwarves you control get +1/+1. Each vehicle you control gets +1/+1, as long as it hits creature.
If any of you actually play Tiny Leaders, please, tweet at me. I just want to know if somebody actually plays that horrible format. I tried it. It was inbred as hell. And I got out of it, and Max is still fixated on it.
I just happen to have the cards laying around, so I just use them.
Max is fixated on that damn format.
I'm not really fixated on it. I just happen to notice that there's a 3-mana legendary creature. It's just kind of a joke to it.
Such a horrible format. I'm going to like take it serious.
Is Fabricate a new thing?
Yes, I think so.
That's a Fabricate X number. When the creature enters the battlefield, put a +1/+1 counter on it, or create a 1/1.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah. That seems like kind of like fun. Because then you really can choose on how the game's going. If you really need if you're versus an opponent that's got spot removal, you kind of want the creatures.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got an opponent that has anthem removal, having the bigger guy is better.
And then they also, yesterday they spoiled a legendary land.
I just saw that. I was reading it before we locked off of this.
Read it, and then tell me what you think.
Alright, at the beginning of your upkeep, if you control 3 or more artifacts, you gain 1 life. Add colorless to your mana pool, pay 4 and tap, sacrifice it. Search your library for an artifact card, reveal it, put it into your hand, and then shuffle your library. Activate this ability only if you control 3 or more artifacts.
Go ahead. What do you think that mechanic is?
Search the library for an artifact card. Intuition? No.
That's a card.
Yeah, it's a card.
The 3 or less. Or the 3 part.
Metalcraft?
Exactly. Thank you.
Why didn't they just say Metalcraft?
Because Morrow tweeted that there were no returning mechanics in Kaladesh.
Okay.
Which...
they would have made themselves just easier just writing Metalcraft and then letting people explain it.
I know.
God, it took me a second to even realize that it was Metalcraft.
Yeah, it's Metalcraft without stating Metalcraft. That you're just filling card text.
And they switched... What did they switch? They switched Create?
Yeah, put onto the battlefield a XX token.
And
is now Create.
Is now Create, which is why it, back up there it said Create or Create a 1-1.
Yeah, well, the whole Create thing... I think it's a smart move to go to that.
I mean, it's very smart, but the point I'm going to is they went and made Create, and then sit there and make a long-ass text going, oh, yeah, you need 3 artifacts.
Yep.
And we just say Metalcraft again. If we're going down the thinner text, say Metalcraft.
Mm-hmm. But, hey, you know what? As I say, I don't think that's going to see play in anything but maybe EDH.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it costs way too much.
Unless you get some real kick-ass artifacts in Kaladesh.
Yeah. I mean, in the Affinity decks, they may run it, but I think it costs too much to activate.
Yeah, way too much for Affinity.
I mean, if the card did not require itself to tap to activate, then maybe it might be good.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it can activate on itself. I think if it was 1 mana less, maybe it might be playable, but... because, I mean, the game on life is probably a good thing that Affinity can use.
No, Affinity doesn't care about its life. Affinity's aggressive. If it doesn't kill you by turn 4, it's holding back and snaring Bridge, and then using Jabura Aether Grid to kill you.
I just read the Gaunti Lord of Luxury.
Is that black guy?
The one allows you to cast something from your opponent. You have to still cast the card, though.
You have to still cast the card, but it can be... you can spend mana as any color, so... nope. It might be fun in EDH.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, an EDH card wouldn't be too horrible. I mean, again, if for 4 mana, I think it's fair... to have... like, to be able to steal off your opponent, but... it's not Legacy strength. No. Especially when you have the cast card. But this will be kind of funny to play against someone.
What was
someone.
His CMC, though?
His CMC is 4.
Okay.
2 and double black. He's also a 2/3 Death Toucher, though.
I wish he was like a 3/4.
Yeah.
Just get him out of bolt range.
Well, they looked at the fact of like, oh, he can cast one of your opponent's spells. We need to make him less good.
I mean, he might be fun for like a heads-up general. Just to keep being able to pump him out.
Yeah.
But get him out of bolt range. Yeah, and then back on the Bolas plane that comes after Kaladesh.
Uh-huh.
They hinted at it back in M13.
Okay.
Vengeful Feral.
Yeah, what about it?
It has the Bolas crown.
Yeah. I just realized this now, actually.
Yeah, everybody has just been realizing it now.
No. Okay, so that's going to be something to notice.
I mean, I think we're going to get a new Bolas Planeswalker card.
I mean, that would not be surprising.
He needs one.
I mean, it also wouldn't be surprising if they, by the time that set comes out, make a dual deck Nico Bolas versus Ugin.
No, they will not put Ugin in a dual deck. He's a money card. Wizards will not.
You never know.
No. Wizards needed to put Jace Brynn's Prodigy in a dual deck, and they said, screw you, no. Most expensive standard card since Jace the Mind Sculptor.
Yeah, this is true.
in a set that had no other value.
Well, yeah, I go look at it now that Jaces are, where are they at?
25 apiece.
Yeah. He was up at the same price as the other Jace.
Yeah, for a while he was more expensive than Mind Sculptor.
Yeah.
But once again, there's people who, people kept bragging about it. I'm like, well, why don't you unban Mind Sculptor in Modern and see where his price goes?
Yeah.
He'll be a $250 card, non-foil, easy.
Yep.
Then they also announced playmats for the Eternal Champs.
Okay.
The Legacy Champs in October is Rashidian Port Art.
I saw that. It actually looks kind of like... It has a lot of art to it.
Yeah, it's Rashidian Port Art.
Yeah.
And then the Vintage the same weekend is Jace the Mind Sculptor.
Oh. He's getting a reprint on a playmat.
Yes. I am getting me one of them.
Yep. Do you plan on doing it in Kentucky or Vegas?
I'm hoping to do Kentucky. I can't guarantee it right now. I want to do Vegas. I can't. Alicia will not. We will not be doing Vegas.
No, I know unless I got a different job, I wouldn't be able to afford Vegas.
But one of my friends is going down because he wants the Rashidian Port Art. I said, well, I'll pay for you to play the Vintage. Mm-hmm. I just want the playmat.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, let me see if I can find a set of power. I'm like, well, either way, you're going to register for the Vintage and get me that Jace mat.
Yeah.
I will give you the X amount of dollars to get that Jace mat, even if you don't want to play Sunday. I just want that mat.
Well, we do know a guy now that has power that you wouldn't probably want to mind loading out.
No, I'm not. We don't know Chuck that well.
I don't know. I think with the way he plays, he wouldn't mind loaning it out for a day.
Max, no. I would not ask somebody that I met for 6 hours.
Yeah, fair point.
I mean, there is somebody that both Jeremy and I know well that might lend out part of his power.
Mm.
But I have no say for him. I think Jeremy's contacted him, but I messaged Jeremy on Facebook saying, if you're going on, you've got to give me a Jace mat, and I will pay you back. He said, I will. So, I'm getting me a Jace mat.
Well, and the other thing that happened is they didn't hear about our Saturday conspiracy event.
Yeah, that was, oh my god. Week in review. Yeah. So last Saturday, Conspiracy 2, Take the Crown came out.
Yeah.
Well, last Friday, actually, but Saturday, a local game store to us had a free event for the first 64 players. The store was looking just to get their once-a-year 54-player plus event, so they get the advanced plus ability or ordering ability through Wizards of the Coast.
Mm-hmm. And they got 63 people.
63 of the 64, so they got enough to get the advanced placement. They did their normal conspiracy puzzle, which... Yep.
No one has cracked yet.
No, no one's going to crack yet. And we're just going to keep messing with them. I'm going to keep writing fake numbers.
Yeah. Well, no one's playing drafts anymore.
No, nobody wants to keep just grinding money for 10, 12 packs.
Especially when even going to mine, we played the one free event and the one paid event.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those events, I kept 4 of those cards, and none of them actually worth value, just the fact that they're conspiracy cards for people that want to build a cube.
Yeah, no. I mean, show and tells are $20, Max.
Yeah.
If you're going to get some, get them.
So yeah, no one wants to spend $10 for a draft that's probably going to be worth nothing.
Yeah, as I say, that's why I was using a felt tip pen to write names on all of my conspiracies, because the cards were worth 10, 15 cents. Mm-hmm. Conspiracies were so overpacked in the packs in this one.
Well, I mean, there was a minimal one in each pack, and then you get the mythic set, could show up as your mythic rare. Yeah, that was... Yeah, that was kind of... It was kind of a meh after you're, like, when you're looking at how much value they printed in that set. You just couldn't find it.
Tanked hardcore.
Yeah. You just couldn't find it, too.
I mean, even Serum Visions, which was, like, a $7, $8 card, is now down to 50 cents.
It was still nice, good to see that when I picked up Kai for $10, you doubled overnight.
Yeah, that was insane. I still haven't even seen a foil one yet.
Me neither.
In person. I've seen a couple on Twitter where people are like, she's sexy.
I haven't even seen the picture yet. I really don't care. It'll just make me want it more.
I mean, have you seen how expensive the foil is?
Is it up over 200 already?
Last I know, it was sitting at like 250.
Okay. So it's going up there. It'll rise for a bit. Then it'll level out, and then people will stop worrying about it, and then it'll go down.
And you still won't be able to afford it.
Yeah, I still
don't. I mean, look at Dak Faden foil. He had the printing in Conspiracy 2 years ago, and then EMA.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still like a $350 foil.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was just Dak Faden.
I mean, he's still pretty good. He sees more playing Vintage than Legacy.
Yeah. Well, he's also got a lot more to take in Vintage.
Yeah.
Here, I want to use this $60 card to steal your $300 card.
$3,000 card.
Yeah. Which goes back to the Blood Moon practice I made. For the listeners that don't know what I did with this, I went ahead and took mountains and I cut the picture out of the mountain.
No, no, not just any mountains. You took 4th edition white border mountains.
Yeah.
And cut the art out.
Yep. And then put them in a clear sleeve.
So he can set them over people's valuable land.
So basically all you get to see is that you have a basic mountain. Well, you have a land mountain. Which, actually, the 4th edition lands actually just say land. So that's a good thing to notice. It's not a basic land. But, you get to see your pretty art. That's about it, though. The card's kind of worth nothing after that. So then I'm able to have multiple mountains that have different arts. And I don't have to own the cards. Another thing I thought of doing, since Jake made a joke earlier today, alter Force of Wills into Forests.
Into Forests?
Yeah.
Why?
Because then they're Forests.
Oh. Oh my god.
Yeah, I'll be the weird guy that alter my Force of Wills into Forests.
Only Jake would say that.
I'll force it.
Oh, I did put Song of the Dryad in my EDH deck.
Song of the Dryad? What does that do?
Same thing as Imprisoned in the Moon, except for it just turns, enchant a permanent, and turns into a forest.
Oh. Yeah. I'm not going to have fun tonight, because apparently Bob built up his Leopold deck.
Leovold.
Leovold.
L-E-O-V-O-L-D. Stop saying Leopold, it's Leovold. Emissary of Trust.
Yeah, he built up that deck.
It's a prison deck.
Yeah.
Through and through.
What is everyone doing? Why are there so many people?
The light or the train?
Okay. It's probably a combination of a light and train.
Yes, and unfortunately we have to go over the train tracks.
That's a good point. We do.
Longer podcast!
Yay! What the fuck are we going to talk about?
Exactly!
Crap.
I didn't even listen to last week's episode. Usually I download it and at least fast forward at double speed in the morning. But I've been listening to... Because Hollywood Babylon was a 2-hour episode this week.
Yep. Listen to that one.
Oh my god. Listening to Donald Trump sing Menomina.
Menomina. Gonna make it great again. Menomina.
Oh my god. I was almost in tears laughing.
That was funny. At that.
And then when those people got in a fight in the front row.
That
Ralph is so mean to people who don't stop talking. It's hilarious.
Yeah, they made a full spiel about it. That's one of those moments where, like, why didn't you video live this?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Because the people, it's just a podcast like this, where you can't see what's going on.
Well, some of the things, I mean, like, if you watch it on YouTube, it has, like, they actually pull the pictures up and everything.
Oh.
So a lot of the times, after I listen to it, I'll go onto the YouTube and look for the pictures.
Mm.
Like the inappropriate toys for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, how do those make it out into the market?
Because we are America.
Oh my god. It's so stupid, some of those things.
Yeah. What else? What else is new? So besides building Kai, I mean, I'm going to switch up my brew decks to being every 2 weeks because it's really hard to brew decks. I can brew junk. I mean,
just do like one a month because that's all you really need to do.
This is fair. That gives me time to actually work on the deck.
Yeah.
But
do you hear that?
Yeah, I hear the random beeping. It's probably from behind us.
No, it's my brake.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can just hear that soft beep. Is that a Hurst?
That is a Hurst with
Suicide
flames.
Suicide sled.
That is a Hurst with flames.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's jacked up.
Why are your brakes beeping?
I don't know.
Poof, we're stopping.
I don't know if they'll be able to hear it on the recording, but...
I don't know. Here, let me just get out. You have the brake.
Yeah, it's only when I first lightly touch the brake.
Yeah, that's weird.
See, I'm off.
It might be someone behind us. It could be that.
I swear it's my brake.
I've heard it beep a couple times when you're not moving, so it might not just be your brakes. Yeah, it wasn't you that time.
No, that was me.
So weird.
See, the
listeners don't even know what we're hearing right now.
I don't know if the phone will pick it up.
It probably won't. I know what it picks up normally. I think it's going to be picking more up your AC more than the beep.
I don't think it's me. Idiot in the fit just doesn't want to pull forward.
Well, because they're like, oh, well, I'm not going to be able to pull forward. They're not, the person behind us doesn't need to pull that far or that far. But completely forgetting that there's people behind us probably in an intersection right now that need to pull forward. Oh, there you go.
I don't know, but I like that truck.
We have someone going the opposite lane to jump way ahead so that he can make a left.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know where he's going. It's a pretty truck.
Yeah, it's a pretty blue old truck. He really...
Like 50-60 Chevy Stepside pickup.
He apparently really wanted to make happy hour. Oh, we got someone else doing it now. Here we go.
Oh my god, stop narrating everything, Max.
What else are we going to talk about? You got something to talk about?
Let's see. Yeah, Carl keeps tagging me and crap.
You can talk about your Leovold deck.
I don't remember what's all in it. That's the problem.
God.
I just know it's prison. It's all about making people draw when they can't.
God.
I just need to find room for that Glenalendra Archmage or Liege, and then the Black-Green Liege.
Mm-hmm.
Because I figured it out. Like, I don't have a kill condition. I am just playing prison.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, if people scoop, you still win the game.
True.
This is a valid way that people play. I mean, I still gotta make more spot removal for Nekusar.
I haven't put in, like, Smokestack or Tangle Wire yet, because I don't think, like, those are really good in multiplayer. A Smokestack, maybe, but not Tangle Wire.
Doesn't it go... Yeah, it'll be dead by the time it gets back to you.
What?
Tangle Wire.
That's fine. I'm not tapping my stuff. Opponents are.
Yeah. But then the guy right next to you gets dicked really hard.
I mean, everyone's going to get dicked hard when I go Leovold Teferi's Puzzle Box.
Yeah. It just means that people won't keep a hand for a turn. We'll only keep a hand for one turn. No, I've been trying to find cards that accelerate decks. Like that Max Dimensions type of stuff.
Signets?
Signets accelerate decks. I'm just like trying to make a list of cards. Because it's one of the questions I always come up with brewing is like, oh, I got... This seems a little bit costly. How do I accelerate this attack? Oh, here we go. We got another person.
And the races are off. Might have heard her tire squeal.
He might. Actually, they probably might have.
Oh, wrong window.
I don't know.
Frickin' Illinois.
Yep, Illinois. We're at a stoplight, everyone. I don't know if you caught this. We really are at just a stoplight.
And we still have to stop and get this thing checked out.
Yep.
3 months after owning a new car, free service.
So, no, like, also, too, when I was building this deck, I looked into building this black-white prison-style deck. I looked into not having Mox in the deck, but then when I realized the only one-drop spells I had were Deathrite Shaman and Mother Runes, I'm like, I don't really need them.
Aaron Garzinga, he was just on Leaving a Legacy.
Yeah.
He plays a mono white stacks in Legacy.
Yeah, I was here listening to him play out his turn against his wife, or his girlfriend or wife, whichever one it was.
You mean the first time player on Burn?
Oh, yeah, never mind, sorry.
Where he goes like turn one, Chalice, or Trinisphere, turn two, Old Thalia, turn three, New Thalia.
Yeah, that's not a good game.
Oh my god, that sounds so fun.
Well, I started laughing when I heard that, because I'm a Painter player. Mm-hmm. And I've done that to people before. Which was like,
that's how Prison is supposed to be played, Max.
Sorry about this new guy, but I'm just going to tell you right now, you are not able to play the game because I just got the right Prison cards.
That's why it's called Prison and not Combo.
I just find it funny.
That's why your Painter sucks against most of the field, because you're not playing Prison.
It's got Prison elements.
Yes, but not enough.
Well, it's because I'm not going to use Lands Prison. I mean, that's... What am I missing out of the Prison?
Removal.
Well, I don't play swords.
Yeah, you're not playing the best removal spell when you don't care about people's life totals.
I mean, this is true, but...
Oh, guess what I might have Carl convinced to build?
What?
Blue-red Delver with Niv-Magus Elemental Flusterstorm. He messaged me and he's like, hey, with the cards that I have, what else can I build?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, maybe Blue-Red Delver? You know, you gotta pick up as the Volcanics and Price of Progress is? He's like, got a list? I'm like, not really. It's kind of 2 a.m. in the morning. So he messaged me back. He's like, ooh, those seem interesting. I'm like, yeah, you have Niv-Magus Elemental and Flusterstorm. You can get a turn to kill with if you have the right hand. He goes, what? I'm like, yeah. We're through the intersection!
Yay!
No, we have the green light.
Did you just see that riced out Honda?
Yes, I saw it. I was not going to say anything.
It was a riced out Honda.
I don't want to come off as racist.
It was a riced out Honda. Well, any street person that knows street cars knows they're called ricers, and they know why they're called ricers, but... That's what they're called. Unfortunately, it is a derogatory term to some people.
I wasn't more worried about the way the car was stanced as all the pictures and decals were on the window.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say anything. So.
It was a sticker slap car.
That was stanced.
With the rims, like, all the way, like, almost 45 degrees.
Yeah, hella flush.
Yeah, it was... It looked nice to some people.
I hope this service doesn't take long.
It might not. They might want to update again.
No, they're not updating. They just want to check fluids and stuff, supposedly. So okay. We'll go in and see what they have in mind.
Okay. Well, everyone. You don't know the half of the abuse. We don't deal with outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You laughing on the freak show sitting next to you. You laugh some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget.
Oh look, they have 3,000 miles and they have no oil left. Because that's what happened to like Subaru.
Oh,
have
really?
You heard about that?
No.
Oh yeah, Subaru. Last year they put a recall. Or not a recall, but a notification out that if you take your car into an authorized dealership and you have documentation of having to add oil like every 1,000 miles, they replace the motor.
Oh, wow.
Because there was a giant lawsuit about them because people were putting 2-3 quarts of oil between oil changes.
Oh, wow.
Because the seals were going and the motors were leaking and chewing through oil.
Yeah. That's when I got kind of glad when I started buying newer vehicles, like 2008s.
This was the 2016 model year, Max.
I know. Well, this is just going in the thing of having to dump oil in your car. I used to do that for what else? Still going through high school. I had to always dump oil in the car.
I still do that with my Subaru now.
Yeah. I haven't had to do that since I bought the Saab, or I haven't had to do it when I bought this G6.
Don't worry, you will.
I don't plan on owning that car for more than 2 years.
Max, you're not going to have any value to trade it away for at least 4 years. Unless you're making double payments on it.
I mean, I didn't plan on driving my Saab for a year, and it kind of says soul to a deer.
Yeah, and you're still pretty much paying it off.
I am. Speaking of which.
Did you forget your car payment?
I may forget to make my signature loan. I still have another, I think, 20 days, I think.
Is it due, like, on the 1st?
No.
When is it due?
It was due before. I think the 27th.
You technically have 14 days grace periods most of the time. Not all the time.
Well, I mean, the late fee, as of this moment with my account the way it is, having late fees will not bother me. It's the adjustment of my credit score that will bother me.
I mean, the late fee should bother you because that's more money out of your pocket.
This is true, but when I can't really fix that, I just more hope to make sure that my credit score doesn't get changed.
Why? If your credit score gets changed,
it goes back? Yeah, I mean, I would just like that I don't destroy it before I'm 22.
I mean,
I know one deduction ain't gonna ruin it, but
I mean, it's not gonna be as bad as my brother-in-law and my now wife.
Well, yeah, when you had to live off of credit card.
No. They were just retarded with spending their money and both ended up having to file bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Before they were 25.
Yeah.
Into Culver's for food.
Either way, hey, we're high again and bye again.
Yeah, I know, it's gonna be real. My friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sad moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. The music for almost like 15 minutes. Not much else to talk about. We already covered it all because we got stuck in traffic.
Yeah. People with announcement day.
Come on there, dude. Pay attention. Gotta love Illinois. People don't even look.
No, and then... Yeah, I really don't know what magic news else we got. I mean... Kate and Steven will be down to play Legacy again. Eli's got his deck going to be able to play again.
Yeah, Kate and Steven are more interested in EDH.
Yeah.
Katie built Leovold too.
Yeah, I'm going to hate myself, but I'll be that guy.
Just remember, I have enough spot removal to keep hers off the table.
I'm just going to be the guy that says, that's basically sitting there going, well...
Do I have a chance?
No, I'll just kind of sit there at the side and be like, all right, well, so you're playing Leovold. I'm going to be the asshole that makes sure that everyone doesn't want... Leovold to result, stay on the field because they're not getting any value anymore.
Well, the problem is they're not getting, they're getting less value when you're wheeling and dealing with all your discard effects and shit.
Oh yeah, when I give them a reason, like, oh, discard your hand and now you don't draw any cards because Leovold's on the field.
Yes, and now and you then you still take like 14 damage from discarding.
You don't take damage from discarding with Nekusar?
No, but don't you also have, like, Liliana's Caress and Megrim?
Not anymore.
Why?
Because I didn't start out the build with those.
Oh, my God.
So that wasn't making people discard all the time.
Put those... What are you talking about? You're playing wheel effects. You're already making them discard and draw.
Well, I mean, that wasn't the initial win con I made for the deck. I made it on the draw side. I didn't make it on the discard side.
You do it with both, because you're doing both.
Well, because not all spells made... Not when I initially built the deck, not all my spells said discard before draw. All of them usually just said draw.
Oh, my God.
Now that I have more actual wheel effects, then yeah, probably.
You're so bad at this.
No, Leovold just strictly says, can't draw more. I was going to say, if they make you discard...
I mean, you can still go, well, I'm going to wheel... With a Leovold on, and I still have Liliana's Crest and Megrim, well, there's still 28 damage and nobody gets a hand then.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll just have to put in Liliana's Crest and Megrim if I have them. I don't know if I do.
I think Megrim came in the deck.
It probably did.
I'm not positive.
But it was also uncommon or common, so. I don't think I have them with me. They might be at home. Something to point out right before we go start playing. don't know. I wonder if Kevin might have extra. Let's cross our Vigrams.
Yeah, I doubt he's going to have extra of those with. You could always look on the shop store.
I could.
Can't afford it, but you can look.
Yeah. I mean, if someone does have them, then I can just flip over that Emrakul I got.
Emrakul?
Yeah, that promo Emrakul that I picked up last week.
You picked up a... Oh, the Aeon's Torn one, yeah.
I mean, it's still for a fair deal. Get that and Tez for $20? $25?
No, that was a good pickup. I don't know why you wanted the Emrakul.
Because it was a way to get him closer to the value of which I wanted. Because we initially settled on 14 and like...
14 on just the Tez?
Yeah, just the Tez.
I would have been like 12 on the Tez alone because you could have bought it from the store for 14.
Maybe it was less than that. Maybe only 7 for Tez. Yeah, no, it was only 7 for Tez.
It was 7 for Tez. I'd be like, here you go.
Yeah, it actually was. It was 7 for Tez, but he didn't have change.
So walk up and break it, so you gotta get a soda.
Oh. That's a fair point. Could have done that.
Oh my god. Really, Max?
Yeah. Again, everyone knows how I'm not that smart. Yep, could have totally asked for change.
Wow. And this is why we started recording, because Max realizes how dumb he actually is.
There's also a lot of other random moments that are really funny, mostly particularly placed upon me.
We never actually did do an introduction episode, because I think it was lost to the Aether.
It was lost to the missorting of some guy named Max.
It deleted the files. It was lost to the Aether.
Or no, it's that one episode that we were doing, we did semi-introductories when we were doing practice runs to see if we could sound right. We were doing sound check. We had some introductories in there.
No, we didn't do... That was just sound checks. We recorded on both phones that night.
Yeah.
We did do that first episode when Aaron came, but we turned that down after we realized we ripped on a store too much.
We ripped on a store too much, and I lost the file. So yeah, I didn't try to find it back.
It's a combination, but...
It's a good point in the end.
Oh, no, no, no! That was the one that we lost on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
We weren't using yours as the backup. It only recorded, like, the first 10 minutes.
Oh, that's right. Yep, that was that one. Yeah. It was that one.
Yep. We never actually did do an introduction in the point of the podcast, so we might have to do that next week.
I mean, I think we have enough time to throw it in there at the end of this.
If you say so. We'll probably do, because we got to make it to those stoplights.
Yeah.
So, the introduction, 8 weeks late?
8 weeks late? 2 weeks? 2 months late?
2 months late?
Maybe three.
My name's Bob. This is Max. Both are from southeastern Wisconsin, a tourist trap at that. We drive from Wisconsin to northern Illinois for our Friday night magic. Stop! It's going to be on the recording!
Yeah, but the fly flies by.
Ignore
the mic.
Ignore it! Leave it the frick alone. We got tired of one game store because they weren't willing to actually support any constructed. The owner just pushed draft, draft, draft. His philosophy was everybody's equal in draft.
There's also the couple people that went to the drafts that we really didn't like.
Yes, that we didn't agree with their philosophy of you can draft, or their philosophy was every draft is a top eight of a pro tour. You better draft for serious instead of, you know, it's Friday night. I'm going to draft, see what kind of wacky five-color deck I can do. But we're in Battle for Zendikar. Yeah, I'm just having fun.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it into it. Where you go from Jason, the owner, going from saying, hey, come in and draft, it's fair for all players, to show up and realize that half of those players that will be playing in your pod are playing this professionally.
Well, it's not even just that. It's the fact that draft favors those who are experienced.
Yeah.
No matter what.
So these people played professionally while you're just there to have a good time.
Yeah, and
so
it's not that the store was too spiky. It was the fact that they wouldn't support, like, when Wizards brought in sanctioning EDH, Jason told Ken no.
Yeah.
Flat out. Jason, the store owner, Ken, the manager, did not want him, anybody playing EDH for FNM promos.
Yeah.
So we just continued to draft. Well, I got fed up one night when I didn't want to draft, but Ken asked me to even it out to make it an 8-person. So I did. Well, the store paid, bought me in. The requirement is I have to pick every rare that I see. So I pick all the rares, and I ended up in Grixis, which was fun. I mean, I was just having a good time. Well, I sat next to one gentleman who was also in Grixis, both in the draft and I played in round one. The whole game, he was going, "How can you be in these colors? I'm in these colors. You cut me from these colors," when he was passing to me.
Yeah. Again, so, going back from a casual play, coming here Friday, come play casually, to find out that most of the people just wanted to play to the limit of what their extent of their abilities are.
They, as I've said, the people are spiky. The problem is once they actually get to the big stage of GPs or PBTQs...
Oh, yeah, they fall flat.
They go from being big fish in a small pond to a little fish in a huge ocean.
Yeah. Very little fish.
Jason's held, what, 5 PBTQs in that store's history? Or
and,
5
yeah.
tour qualifiers? Or
whatever he's
PBTQs,
held.
He's held 5. None of the people from our store have won. It's always been won by people outside.
I've top 4'd. I have. I've top 4'd those, but... And none of those other people have, actually.
I mean... Yeah, top 4'd one.
Yeah.
But none of them have actually won, and they refuse to ever have a draft for fun. It's always, well, if you're just going to crack packs, you might as well draft them. And no, some people just want to come in. I've watched people come in, try and learn Magic, and Jason has pushed them to go, well, we draft, so that's what you're going to have to play here.
Mm-hmm.
And they've never come back. Because they've sat at the kitchen table being able to read cards and build their deck over a couple of days when you're giving 60 seconds to make your choice and then you have to build your deck.
Mm-hmm.
Or we've had it where parents have come in with their kids and because people can't watch their mouth, they've dropped F-bombs and SOB and all these things that are meant for adults and parents end up pretty much taking the kid out before the event even fires. They take their cards and leave. And the people don't ever have the common sense to say, you know, we've got this new kid, he's in 5th, 6th grade, why don't we watch it easy on the language? No, it's, I'm here to win, so suck it.
Yeah.
People forget that there are other players in the game to have fun, not to escape reality. In the new store we go to, they'll fire whatever we want. We fired Legacy, they fire Standard, EDH. They probably do about a dozen pods a night of EDH, where they give out a promo to the person who wins the 4-player pod.
I heard they even fired off a pack war.
Hmm?
A pack war.
No. Danny and Dean fire pack war every week because they're just lucky.
Yeah. I was making a joke there.
Yeah, not time for a joke. I'm trying to explain the whole podcast.
Well, you started explaining this whole podcast, you went and ripping into LG, but...
I mean, it's kind of hard not to, because they don't listen to their customers.
Yeah.
I had 12 people ready to show up weekly for a Legacy event, and Jason said he wanted a 50% cut off the top before he paid out any prizes. Nobody's going to show up for half of that, so... It fell apart, and Jason was smiling because he just wants to keep cracking packs. Because people trade it in and try and keep it rolling, so he's able to lowball them. And he hides all the good stuff for his own personal collection.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I like it having a store 5 minutes down the road, I don't like going there and supporting that kind of business.
Well, everyone, we tried to do an introductory, but went on kind of a rant.
And we have pulled in. So, you can tweet us at off2fnm, offedfnm@gmail.com. You can tweet me at NotSoSilentBob, number one.
Tweet me, forever and dead, drop the second E, forever. And that's actually your contacts. That's if Bob types it right. That's his course.
Hey, 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 I've gone 2 weeks in a row. This will be week three. It'll be fine.
And again, people, check out our after hours. It's on a different area.
It will be linked to.
If Bob remembers to link it.
I linked it properly last time.
All right. See y'all. Why'd you come? You knew you should have stayed. I tried to warn you just to stay away.